Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Been ghosted? We understand that it sucks. Go out on a good day, hoping to see them again and then never to hear from them. We're going to get you some answers like we're going to do right now with Jake. Jake, good morning.
What up, dude?
Hey, Jake.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Jake has been wronged by Sherry, and we're going to call her in a second, see if we can get some answers. But before we do that, give us a little backstory. Like, what's going on with y'all?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but I thought she was really into me. I mean, that's why I'm calling. I'm confused as to why she's like not responding. When we met, like, she was super into me. We had like all these things in common. It was a great vibe. Really, like, much better than a lot of first dates I've been on so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just went dark, and I just cannot think why. Everything was good. I don't know what would have caused that.
Like, it should have been complete opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like the second date was in the bag, to be honest.
Andre, you think these guys that you go out with think, oh, second date's in the bag? Like,
no.
You very rarely. Matter of fact, have you had a second date since you've been in Austin?
Not since that guy that love bombed me.
You went out with him a couple times?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They know.
They do know.
I don't think I hide it well. If I'm not into you, I don't think I hide it well.
Well, Jake has given us Sherry's number, so we're just going to call her and see if she'll spill the beans. Okay, hang on just a second, man.
All right.
Hello?
Sherry, hi. Good morning. Brad Booker, Alex Franco, Audrey Allen. I don't want you to hang out. I'm going to tell you everything we're about to mention here so you're not blindsided. We're in the middle of a segment for our radio show called Waiting by the Phone, and we're calling you because Jake contacted us about y'all's date and said wonderful things about you, thought that the date went great, and he was very surprised when there was no second date, or at least when you haven't responded to him. So
he said the second one was in the bag already.
He felt like the second one would have been in the bag.
Confidence was high for Jake.
That's how well he thought the first date went. So we're just trying to mediate here a conversation and see if there was miscommunication or if you truly are not interested in going out again. And if that's the case, he's totally okay with that. He just wants to know. Will you mind talking with all of us here? And I know it's bizarre, but
no, that's fine. This is kind of the perfect way for this all to come out, I feel like.
Okay, so what's up?
So my friends actually have been making fun of me for this, but okay, we went on a date. It was great. It felt really easy, and we were totally vibing on a lot of things. My dad is a veteran. He served in the Army, and when I matched with Jake, he said he was a vet, and so I was kind of excited because it's just like how I was raised, and I guess, you know, they say you marry men who are like your father or whatever, and it felt like that was what was happening. I had like a soft spot for him because of that. It was an immediate connection, and I think I was maybe ignoring like everything else about the match because I was so focused on what he did for a living. But everything he was saying was super in line with how I was raised. We were talking about, you know, the sacrifices that you make and all the how important it is, the work that you do, and vibing back and forth. And we had already been texting a ton, and the conversation never stopped once. After the date, after I got home and I was looking at his social media, and I realized he's not a veteran. He's a veterinarian.
Bro. Oh my God, that
the whole
is
time.
Awesome.
What about the part about like, all the sacrifices and stuff?
It's honestly so embarrassing on my end. We were talking about sacrifices, and he was talking about animals, and I was talking about humans.
Bro, oh, that is awesome.
My God, the whole time they were talking. Oh, my God.
Hey, veterinarians make sacrifices, bro. I've watched those shows where they go out in the middle of the night.
Absolutely.
What's that old man with the mustache that
Dr. Pohl?
Yeah, that dude sacrifices, but man.
They made it through a whole date talking about two completely different things.
That is great, and I love how she's laughing at it, but I didn't expect this.
Wow.
I know it's kind of on me, truly. Like, I totally misunderstood, but once I had that information, it's like I took the goggles off, like the vet goggles. I don't know
vet goggles. You took your military glasses off,
and I saw the reality of like who he was, and it just felt like he was a totally different person, and not a bad person, but just like not someone I would match with normally or like vibe with. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I kind of saw him in a whole new light, and also I'm kind of embarrassed, but I don't think without that information that I actually would have even like agreed to the date, really. I don't know.
That's awesome.
He's not who she built him up to be in her head, you know?
Right.
It's like thinking you're dating like a pro football player and then you find out he just plays like with his friends on the weekends.
This is a damn movie, I'm telling you, man.
Jake, this is heartbreaking, but you have to kind of see the humor.
I mean, I had no idea. I'm definitely not a veteran. I have no veteran skills.
You are not trying to even perpetrate anything other than who you were. And I don't think that Sherry, you're not claiming that he was trying to be fraudulent or anything. You just completely misunderstood.
100%. No, I just felt like let me save everyone the trouble and the embarrassment and just kind of like fade out.
All right. Well, obviously, it doesn't sound like there is a match here and probably not going to be a second day, but good luck to you both.
Man.
This is funny.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
I'm sorry it didn't work out, Jake. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not laughing.
It's cool. Right.
Yeah, he's not laughing at all, actually.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.